Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Campaign 2024 is in full swing. Former President Donald Trump hit the trail for the first time in 10 days, rallying supporters in Miami.
We're so absolute that Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel and surrender the presidency after a single 90-minute performance.
Mr. Trump challenging President Biden to another debate as Biden tried to put concern over his cognitive capabilities behind him, welcoming world leaders to the NATO summit in Washington.
President Biden announced the U.S., Germany, and Romania are donating additional Patriot batteries to Ukraine, while the Netherlands and other allies will donate additional components to operate a Patriot battery. Biden says Russia must be stopped nearly 2.5 years after the war began.
Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail.
The summit comes at a trying moment for Biden's presidency. He says it will be a good way for Americans to judge his ability to be president another 4 years. Matt Piper, CBS News.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos, who interviewed Mr. Biden last Friday, got himself into a little trouble when he responded to someone who approached him on a New York City street and asked,
"What do you think? Do you think Biden should step down? You talked to him more than anybody else have lately, and you could be honest. You don't think he can serve 4 more years? All right. That's an answer."
He didn't realize the man questioning him was from TMZ and recorded their interaction. Stephanopoulos has apologized. In a statement, ABC News says it was George's point of view and not the network's. Thousands of Houstonians tossing and turning through another night without power, days after Hurricane Beryl slammed into southeast Texas. This woman's not waiting for the city to pick up the debris.
"I want my place clean, so I did it myself, and then I'll pay somebody like the mom and pops."
For the first time, Americans will be able to fly a U.S. airline to one country in the Middle East.
Delta Airlines will partner with a startup airline called Riyadh Air to operate flights between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. The new airline is part of Saudi Arabia's plan to boost tourism. Riyadh Air has ordered new planes, though it isn't flying passengers yet. It hopes to next year.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. A find heard, if not round the world, at least among U.S. history buffs. Archaeologists near Boston have discovered 5 musket balls they believe were used at the battles of Lexington and Concord. Park ranger Jared Fuas.
"Being able to hold it in your hand and knowing the last person to touch this musket ball was ramming it down the barrel of their gun on the morning of April 19, 1775. It's incredible.
S&P futures up 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb in Verbo. The public health department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo and found the discrepancies. The health department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy after the debacle.
"We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams making progress, throwing to live batters during warmups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Oude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Caller ID is the greatest invention of the 20th. I love the caller ID. Do you have the caller ID? Greatest invention. You know why? Because if you hate someone, you never have to talk to that person on the phone again. Anytime I see it's my mother's phone number, I can pick up the phone. I go, help! Put the gun down! Leave me alone! And then I hang up, and it's good for her heart condition, and she really gets on my nerves, and she's really my mother's, like, really, really annoying. She just got an answering machine for her house, right? So I called her while she wasn't at home to see what the message was. First of all, it's like 2 hours long, and it's like the first draft of her really boring autobiography. You have reached 478. I live at 310 Gibson Boulevard. On Tuesdays from 8 to 11:30, I go to bingo at the synagogue to help out. The money is in the top drawer of my dresser in the bedroom. The key is under the mat. Ma, shut up!
To ride 609 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me for local news and timeless hits. Speaking about the Beatles, they can get their first Grammy nomination in 27 years thanks to their 2023 single, Then, Now and Then. Not Then and Now, Now and Then. The last time they won was back in 1997 for the song Free as a Bird. The sad part is, two of the Beatles will never know about it, John Lennon and George Harrison. But hey, still, the Beatles up for a Grammy nomination. Can't go wrong with that, huh? We're looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Becoming sunny, though, later today with a high near 75. Right now, cloudy. A little bit of drizzle. 66 degrees at Radio Park with Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
It's 6:13, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Frankie Valli, back on May 3rd, just turned 90 years old, and he's still performing. Working my way back to you, Four Seasons.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away. And every day, when you were so in love with me, I played around.
Racine Zone for local news and timeless hits. WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic AM 1400. You can hear that everywhere for miles and miles and miles. Well, this is kind of neat, but I don't know if this is legal. This happened in Canada in a place called Kelowna. Now, I happen to know somebody who used to work in radio in Kelowna. I'm sure she's not there anymore at their station. This was back in the 80s, I guess. But anyway, there's a town in Canada called Kelowna. It's a very small town. But a bunch of garden gnomes went missing last month from a guy's yard. They weren't stolen. Obviously, there's a secretive group that called itself the Gnome Restoration Society. They take people's gnomes from their backyard, fix them up, spruce them up, restore them, and then return them. Now, I don't know if that's legal just to take something out of someone's yard. But apparently the people there in Kelowna love what they're doing, taking these gnomes, fixing them up, and giving them a new life. All right. 617 WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Local news and timeless hits. More coming up.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably going to be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. Because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Becoming sunny, though, with a high near 75. I hope so. I got to mow that backyard. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Sunny tomorrow, high 76. Right now, it's cloudy and 66 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Dance logged at the Messina. My mother did dance, though. She danced pretty well. Even in her 90s, she was doing a dance once. My mama did dance. Hey, this is good news. Most students at Johns Hopkins Medical School, one of the most prestigious in the world, won't have to worry about tuition anymore, thanks to a $1 billion donation from Mike Bloomberg's charity. Mike Bloomberg was the mayor of New York City at one time. Only students with families who make more than $300,000 a year will have to pay. What a deal! Where was Mike Bloomberg when I went to college? My student loan when I got out of Hofstra University was $47.72 a month for 10 years. Now, I paid before that, but that was what was left on the loan. $47.72. And I remember my last payment. I actually paid it in person at the bank, and I said, we're done. This is the last payment after 10 years. All right.
Return to sender.
This is Elvis from his movie Girls, Girls, Girls. Return to sender at WRJN.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're running on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Turn.
Okay, the Brewers avenged that dismal game last night with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tonight, 6:35, right here on WRJN. They play that at the ballpark when the opposing pitcher gets replaced on the mound. They always seem, hey, kiss him goodbye. All right, WRJN local news and timeless hits all morning long at 6:30. And before we get to the real news of the morning with Stuart J. Waddles, how about some moron news? A 24-year-old woman in Boston dined and dashed and then pulled a gun when employees tried to stop her. She ran off. But police ID'd her right away because she left her Social Security card behind by accident. I have two questions. First of all, who carries their Social Security card? And number two, how does that happen to fall out of your wallet? Let's take a look at the news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles is here right now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb in Verbo. The public health department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo and found the discrepancies. The health department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you thought wet, soggy fields were your greatest challenge to a healthy crop, you might want to think again. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This has been one of the buggiest years Wisconsin has witnessed. Whether you're out there trying to camp or whether you're agricultural crop trying to grow. Sammy Brantner is a technical agronomist in western Wisconsin, and she said corn rootworm are the latest invaders.
Now the focus has really shifted to corn rootworm. And, you know, I just got a picture this morning of some roots that were dug, and we're already seeing the pruning on just 3-year corn-on-corn rotation. And so, I mean, you think about the winter we had, it was very mild. So a lot of that stuff was able to overwinter. You know, the thought is, well, we've had these rains, hopefully we've drowned out the corn rootworm beetle, or, you know, the larva itself. And yes and no, because where that ponding is, maybe we drowned them out there, but the rest of the field may not have drowned out.
Sammy Brantner, she's a technical agronomist with the DeKalb. She said aside from trying to address all the insect invasion, farmers are also trying to figure out just exactly how much nutrients they should apply on some of these erratic waterlogged fields.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming. Learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
Yesterday, barrel cheese was unchanged at 194. The 40-pound block cheese gained 0.75 cents, 196 and 3/4, while AA butter gained a penny at 314 a pound. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a dime this morning, 2023 a hundredweight. September milk up 12, 2068 a hundredweight. So December corn this morning's down a penny, 407 and a half. November soybeans are down 4 1/4, 1075 and 3/4. September wheat right now down 2 3/4 cents at 569 1/4. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the market so far on a Wednesday morning. More news anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget about our podcast. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I got to buy some pajamas. You know, you have to readjust a little bit. Pajamas have got to be the world's funniest clothes. Who designed them to look that way, like a little tiny suit? Notice, little collar buttoned down. And a breast pocket. There's a useful item. Is anybody using the breast pocket on your pajamas? What, do you put a pen in there, you roll over in the middle of the night, you kill yourself? Now, I also also bought something that I had never in my life owned before. You might not believe it. Slippers. Never had them. Never had slippers. I'm looking at these things. Basically, it seems like two kinds you can get. You can get the slide in. These are like emergency slippers, I guess. You could set these up by the side of the bed case of a fire. Hey, you pick them right up and get them. You know, you can really save time with those. Or you can get these slippers which have backs, kind of like shoes, which if you have pajamas looks like a suit. This completes the effect. Now you get yourself a flannel briefcase, you're all set.
Hey, coming up this morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Jeremy Haig, Event and Administrative Coordinator for Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Summers. They have a lot of concerts coming up. Yes, concerts in the woods. We'll talk to Jeremy coming up about that a little after 7 o'clock. Right now, here come the Super Supremes.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of
unusual. Taylor Swift being accused of blocking other artists from the top of the charts by continuing to release new versions of her tortured Poet Society Department album. Oh, yes. Stop being so successful so we can get to the top two, Taylor. All right? Here come the Doobies. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today, but becoming sunny. Highs near 75 right now. Cloudy and 66 right here at Radio Park with the Temptations and My Girl. It's WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, 645. We're talking to Jeremy Haig coming up at the top of the hour. Now, he's going to tell you about a little hidden gem that's in Summers. I'll keep you right on the cusp so you can wait and hear what it's about. Yeah, it's something a lot of people don't know is located in Summers. Now, my wife and I found this out last year. You're going to find out a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. Hey, going on a road trip this summer, 75% of people say they get into arguments in their car. Hard to believe, huh? Here are the top 7 reasons people have arguments in the car. Backseat driving, frustration over being stuck in traffic. Ugh, I remember that one. Disagreeing about how to handle other drivers. Running late because someone took too long to get ready. Disagreeing about speed. What music to listen to? Well, we can solve that problem. Just, you know, stream WRJN wherever you are in the country. That problem solved. Kids fighting with each other in the back seat. My father had a way to handle that. He gave us the look and said, "Knock it off." My brother and I weren't fighting. We were just fooling around. And he didn't like that. Yeah, we go on a lot of road trips. We used to, before COVID, my wife and I went on a ton of road trips across the country. I remember we were dating once. And we were going to go on a trip for the day. And I was having trouble with my dog. She was misbehaving. And I started screaming at her. And I remember my then girlfriend, now my wife, said, "I'm going to be trapped in a car all day with this guy." He's yelling at his dog. Oh, my goodness. No, but I was a charmer. I didn't start any trouble in the car. But other drivers on the road, they do get me started, though. It's 640. Oh, I love road trips. 647 here at WRJN Radio. Local news and timeless hits for you.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H invites you to enjoy their refreshing lemonade kringle. O&H's signature lemon filling is made even better by adding just the right amount of Wisconsin-grown cranberries. It has a very special lemon-zested icing that makes it a sensational summertime treat. Lemonade Kringle. Pick up one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
With all the crazy stuff going around about, you know, airplanes these days, this one's a first. A flight in China had to get canceled after a first-time flyer thought an emergency exit was the bathroom. And he opened up the door. Luckily, when the slides deployed, they were still on the ground when it happened. But this is yet another reason why I don't want to fly. Here come the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they want.
Coming up in just a moment here, I've got the secret to being on the TV show The Bachelorette. All right, that's coming up. But first, here's Aretha. WRJM local news, timeless hits, and season 21 of The Bachelorette kicked off on Monday night. There's a lot of going-ons behind the scenes on these shows that you probably don't realize. Here are some rules contestants have to follow when they're on The Bachelorette. Minimum age requirement, you have to be at least 21. Contestants must be single. Now, this one should go without saying, but there are plenty of contestants who have, shall we say, murky relationship statuses back home. Contestants must agree to be filmed 24/7. Contestants cannot disclose they've been cast to anybody. Contestants may be asked to take physical and psychological tests. Sure, the producers want drama, but nothing too crazy. Contestants bring their own clothing with them. There is a dress code. Now, this has a lot to do with avoiding patterns that clash on camera and look kind of strange when you're on TV. No cell phones allowed. Limo entrances are strategically arranged. This is so they can create drama and set the whole show up. You know, when they first come out of the limos, all set up. Contestants don't normally eat on dates either. This one, I kind of thought about. Producers actually send food to their rooms before the date begins, so they're not hungry and don't eat the food that's put in front of them. The reason is not because the food's poison. It's because people don't look good eating, and the microphones pick up all that